right, coming back at you live. What's going on, everybody? What a day. This has not been a great day.
This is the worst fucking day of my fucking life.
Rusty, my neighbor's dog, Rusty's dead. Wow. Rusty, he's dead.
Surprise, motherfucker.
That dog, the German Shepherd dog that woke me up every single morning for the last 8 years, has been put down and is dead. I'm not reveling in this. I'm not happy. I will sleep better. That is for sure. He didn't suffer. I feel horrible for my neighbors, but I'm going to sleep much better now that Rusty is gone. I hate to say that.
Come on, man.
But I'm not going to sit on this podcast and lie. The vet said that he died of a rare, very rare dog cancer. What kind of vet says this? Hey, your dog's dying of a cancer, and it's super rare. It's a rare dog cancer. That's unnecessary. I don't know. Maybe if I was a vet, I'd tell your dog. Not only does your dog have cancer, but it's a rare kind. Your dog has a rare cancer. What'd you do? It's kind of putting the blame on them. It's rare. What are you feeding him? Table food or what? What'd you do? It's rare. What are you, over-fertilizing your lawn? Or anyway, Rusty was a loud dog. And let me say some good things about Rusty. He had great lungs for a dog. He got up early every day. And, you know, rest in peace, Rusty. I know I will.
Winning.
And I'm not happy about it. Don't get me wrong. I wish Rusty was still with us, waking me up. He was a good guard dog. He'll always let you know, you know. He'd let you know if the mailman was coming or if a bird was flying by or just anything. Just bark. Just bark. He just loved to bark. And I feel bad, you know, but the owners, they didn't take good care of Rusty. They didn't. They didn't take great care of Rusty. Sorry.
I did not know that.
The owners, you know, this is a guy. He always wears he wears these black shirts that say, he's got one black shirt that says, God is dead. You know? I don't know. You gonna wear a black shirt that says, God is dead around? You know, he's a very proud atheist. And that's fine. I don't care what you believe in, but, to advertise your religious beliefs in t-shirt form.
Why the fuck would you do something like that?
I mean, to be fair, what do you know about the afterlife? What do you know about God? What do you know about God is dead? You don't know that for sure. You know, you don't know anything for sure. What are you talking about? Wearing a shirt that says God is dead. I mean, what do you know? You work at Meineke Muffler. Relax. You don't know anything. You know, what do you know? You have the universe and all consciousness and mortality all figured out, and you got it all on a t-shirt. Is that what's going on? You figure that out from working at Meineke? Maybe you decided the best way to convey your message to the world is to buy a black t-shirt that says God is dead. Okay. Thanks. I mean, who are you hoping to endear with this sentiment? Is this you putting your best foot forward to the world? Black t-shirt says God is dead. Is this the vibe you want to put out to people? Who are you mad at? You're going to put that on the t-shirt, huh? Imagine buying that. Hey, hi, where are your God is Dead t-shirts? Do you have any? Oh, right over here. You know. Hi, I need to let everybody that I pass by in public know my personal religious feelings. Do you have any shirts of that nature? Because I'm enlightened and I know all things, everything that happens after you die and all things of time and space. I'd like my shirt to reflect that. I just love people who think it's a great move to put, you know, negative sentiments on their shirts in general. Wear a shirt that's flipping people off. You ever see the shirts that has somebody flipping you off? Or a hat, you know, that says, hi, I'm an asshole, or anything that just has negative connotation. It's a weird wiring for me. It's a weird move to go through life looking for garb that offends people purposely.
Hi, everybody. It's me.
I don't understand that. Why? It's like, I'm not happy, so I don't want you to be happy either. Here, look at this guy flipping you off.
You piece of shit loser.
I knew a guy that had a hat that said on the back of the hat, right around the hole of the back of the hat, if you looked at it, it said "fuck off." You know, just going through a life with wearing a hat that says "fuck off." Why? I guess if that's the sentiment you want to put out there, it's a bit much, right? What's that do for you? Don't get me wrong. I don't like positive messages either. To be honest, I don't want to read your t-shirt and think anything, positive or negative. Your shirt shouldn't be a billboard for you to spout off your politics or beliefs. It's sad. It's very sad. It's pathetic, to be honest. You know, and these shirts that let people know your hobbies. Hey, let's go fishing. You got a picture of a pool cue or a bowling ball, you know, all this stuff. We don't need to know what you're into from your t-shirt or what you believe in. Positive or negative? Stop. You people need to grow up. And I'm, you know, there's a lot of people doing this. Stop wearing clothes that signify what you do in your leisure time. It's pathetic. Is that possible that you could just stop with this crap? No one cares what you do or what you believe in. You know, oh, I like to hunt. Look, I got a hunting dog on my shirt. I got this hunting dog. Get a load of my shirt. I got a hunting dog.
Yes, queen.
I mean, what do I care? Why am I worried about it? What's it to me what people have on their goddamn shirts? They can have whatever they want on their shirts. What am I worried about it for? I don't know anything about fashion. When I'm giving fashion advice, is this podcast about fashion advice? Is that what I'm doing? Let people wear what they want. Maybe I can stay out of their business. How about that? I think shirts should be blank, though. Unless you're under the age of 23 and a half or something, right? Anyway. This show so far is not going great. I'm going to be honest. Might have to delete this one and start again. Because this is so far, I've sound angry. I'm just upset about Rusty. He was a good dog. Good dog. He lived a long life. And for most of his life, he barked. So anyway, who cares? You guys don't care about Rusty. You don't care that he's dead. You don't care that he was put down because of a rare dog cancer. Anyway, I'm back to male modeling, doing some stripping, doing some of that stuff. And I got to get me and the boys a stage here. Do our show on. Let's see.
Can I help you?
Hey, who would I talk to about entertainment? Something of that nature.
It would actually be Fox, but he's not in right now.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you think you'd be interested in, have you guys ever done like a male review, kind of a strip show? We're called Magic Thunder. We're coming through that area and we do free shows for tips. Okay. And let me tell you, it's... we were just in Las Vegas, and there's five guys, and we're going through Chicago next. We thought we'd hit up some of the places on the way, and we do free shows, and you know, all we ask is that you put it on your social media,
right?
And we got five guys, we're all male strippers. We don't get totally naked, but we mess around. And, it's a crazy show. We got, it's kind of a striptease show. We bring people up and we screw with the people and they have fun with us and stuff.
Right.
Is that something that you've ever thought about?
Yeah, we've done it before.
Yeah, because we have a wide range. We got a 19-year-old kid, we got a 50-year-old guy. There's five of us. We got all the stuff, the costume. We all got the captain hats, and then we bring our own music. We got the the spray tans, the whole thing. It's not a problem. Professional show. It's like an hour show. You know, a bunch of YMCA type of crap. We tie each other up. We tie up audience members. We got hot oils. We bring a tarp, so there's no problems with any of that. The handcuffs, the everything. People like it. People seem to enjoy it. And wherever we do our show, it seems like we always come back. And that's why we offer a free show. And we're traveling right now. We lost one of the guys in Las Vegas, but he should be catching up with us shortly. There was an incident. Somebody said they were 18. It was a whole big thing. A stupid thing that happened. He's going to be catching up with the team, though, very soon.
Okay.
One of the guys kind of famous. Well, I don't know. John Stamos' brother. He's, I mean, it's not famous, but it's somebody.
For sure.
Sure. He kind of headlines the show. But it's really neat. You think that's something that... I mean, it's...
Yeah, we absolutely. Can, what's the date? Or, like, what date?
MagicThunder.com. Check it out. And the date would be this weekend or the weekend after.
Okay.
Hopefully. You know, we got to get this guy back. We were in Las Vegas. There was a big mishap. He got arrested for something that was insane. And now we're waiting for him to catch up with the group because he's a big part of the... You can't really do it with four guys, you know, because some of the right. formations just don't look right. And, you know, we all own a gym together, and that's kind of how this got started out of Chicago. I don't know if you probably never heard of us, but we do bring in a crowd. And, you know, we'll bring people up from the crowd. We'll mess with them, see what we can get them to do. And it's more interactive than anything else. I mean, it's quite a show if we could get the right crowd and get the right venue.
Right, for sure.
So who would I talk to? We want to freak everybody out. So who would I talk to?
Just give me your number and I'll run it by some people. And then the guy that you'd want to talk to will get a hold of you. How's that work?
When's he going to be in?
He actually won't be in until Thursday or probably, he won't be until Friday night.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try back. What's his name? That sounds, felt like a lot of fun. Okay. I'm going to call back him Thursday or Friday. And what's your name? Max, appreciate it.
Yep.
I'll set you up. If we get in there, you know, I'll do the best I can to set you up with some trim. Thanks.
All right, great.
Bye. Today's show is brought to you by Speed Stick Deodorant. Great for underarm or for under tit. Look, folks, did you know that the underside of a tit can be just as stinky, if not more stinky, than an armpit? A lot of people don't know that. There's a lot of people out there walking around with stinky tits. They don't know that you don't just use deodorant on your armpit. If you have big sized titties.
Surprise, motherfucker.
If you're a man or a woman and you have like those big floppy baloney tits, it's very important to stay fresh. Armpits are great, but don't forget about under titty deodorant.
Are them titties real?
It's something you got to think about, folks. I mean, titty sweat can be worse than armpit sweat. Don't you dumb fucks know that? I mean, this is obvious. I'm telling you something that's obvious, but. That's for men and women, both. I mean, look, I'm not talking to skinny men right now out there. I'm not talking to women who happen to be A-cups. You people are fine. Move along. But it's getting hot. It's August. You spend a day outside in the sun with big fat baloney tits without any odor protection? Are you a complete animal? You're going to run into a problem. That's just the facts. Everyone is putting on weight, and that's fine. I'm putting on a little weight. We're all putting on a little weight. It's good. Who cares? With the weight gain and, you know, the trans men that are popping up like crazy, you're going to start seeing a lot of men wearing bras. That's good. The man titties are popping fresh right now, if you've noticed that. I'm seeing a lot of man tit lately. I don't know if it's the hormones that are in milk and meat. A lot of hormones in that stuff. I don't know what's going on. A lot of estrogen seems to be entering the male body because of some reason. Who knows? If it's 5G, I don't know what's going on. Some kind of natural evolution of some kind. Some kind of unexplained phenomena. Who cares? Men are getting bigger tits. So men and women, please check out Speed Stick. Specially formulated now for underarm or under tit. You know, just get some Speed Stick so you feel confident, so you feel clean, and you can hear, hey, what's that great smell? Oh, that? That's just my tits. Here's another tip for men with big titties. Stop wearing tight shirts. The spandexy tight shirts. You know what I'm talking about. A lot of these men are wearing these spandexy tight shirts. when they're bigger men. You know, if you got man tits, you can't wear a tight shirt. I don't want to see the shape of your nipples. I'm not okay with this. You're not a medium. Maybe you were a medium in high school, but you're not a medium anymore. Things change as you get older. You know that, don't you? Your metabolism slows down a little bit. And you're freaking out the kids. My kids get freaked out. You know, they see these man titty people coming in there. They got these spandex shirts for a big fat guy. It's not a good look. Kids don't like to see men with big titties through spandex shirts or these biker shirts, whatever people are wearing, these stuff. Get the shirt size you need. You're an embarrassment. You know, you're an XL now. I know you used to be a medium in high school. You played high school football 20 years ago. It's time for you to grow up. Stop wearing spandex shirts that show every nook and cranny of your fat ass. Okay, are we good? Do I need to keep going over this? Look, I don't want to have to be the one to tell you this. I shouldn't have to be the one. Your wife should be telling you, your girlfriend, your mother, whoever, your significant other should be telling you this. You got me telling you this. Buy the correct size shirt and stop with the spandex if you have big titties. Would you please? Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you what's happening, and we don't want to see your tits. But don't forget, Speed Stick deodorant, it's the good stuff. Treat yourself, would you? All right, this segment's called, Hey, isn't that a little racist? I was on Twitter, and I saw this video, and I was going to share it. Well, down in Louisiana, they're having a really tough time with COVID. They're putting out, they want to get people vaccinated. A lot of people aren't vaccinating down there. And so they're having more cases. They're putting out TV ads, try to convince people to get the vaccine. They have TV ads featuring teachers or doctors, factory workers, whatever. They're trying to speak to every demographic that they can through these ads. Most of the people in Louisiana who have not gotten the vaccine are black people by a very wide margin. So they're trying to convince them through TV ads to get the vaccine. This is a real ad. This is not an SNL skit. This is the ad to try to get African American people to get vaccinated. Okay, first of all, it's an African American guy leaning up against the hood of his big ass car. He has tons of jewelry on, like Mr. T jewelry. He doesn't come out and say what his profession is in the ad, you know. But he hints very heavily, in my opinion. Here, I'll just play it.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. Because if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
So there you go. That's the PSA ad for Louisiana. He hints very, very heavily that, you know, he's hustling. He's on the streets selling things. He's not saying, he's really not saying what he's selling, but he's a hustler on the streets. And he has to be out on the streets to hustle because he's an entrepreneur selling things. I'm selling things. Selling what? You know, what is being a hustler synonymous with when you're talking about people who are selling things on the streets? In the streets. I love that he's an entrepreneur. I'm selling things in the streets. That's the demographic of people that he's trying to get to. Selling things out in the streets? What could that be? What are you selling? Encyclopedias? What are you selling out in the streets? What are you selling, timeshares? And his whole tone the whole time is like, hey, I don't trust this vaccine either, but I'm hustling. I had to get it because I'm selling shit. He's an entrepreneur. He says entrepreneur way too many times here. I mean, you got
to
hear this.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur.
He's a hustler.
I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. Because if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously.
He's an entrepreneur selling things out in the streets. That's not racist. Is it? Maybe a little bit. Maybe that's a little bit racist, that PSA. But, you know, whatever. Whatever. Get your vaccine or don't, as far as I'm concerned. The podcast numbers have been going down, and they've been going down sharply. So this is maybe one of the last podcasts that I'm ever going to do. Possibly. Probably not, though, because I get in the mood and